The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Jesus was speaking here in Luke chapter 10. How are you all today? I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. He continued by saying, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Today I heard in my spirit, the laborer is worthy of his hire. As I think about this little nugget that Jesus gave unto us, I went further to check out the scripture. This is found in the same chapter of Luke chapter 10, verse 7. It is also found in 1 Timothy 5, verse 18 as a reference. Good. The laborer is worthy of his hire. Jesus started out by telling us that the harvest is truly great. There are many souls, there are many to be saved, but there are few laborers. There are few servants of God that will take the mandate and go out into all the world. We all are children of God, and as children of God, we are equipped, we are commanded to go. No, Jesus here is telling us that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Now, when I heard in my spirit, the laborer is worthy of his hire, it let me think about something that I read before, about a rich young man who wanted to know how to inherit eternal life. And he came asking Jesus, how can I inherit, or how do I inherit eternal life? Now, when Jesus answered him, Jesus said, what is written in the law? So he answered with a question. And the man answered, he was a lawyer. He answered and said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. So it's wrapped up in two laws. So when Jesus taught about the commandments and the laws, he said that all of the commandments and the laws were wrapped up in two things. It's love, you know. But love your neighbor as yourself. He said that is the second one. The first one is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. That is a given because he's our creator. So we are to love him with everything, with life, everything. We lay it down for him to use it because that was why we were created in the first place. But the second one is where we're having a problem, where it said to love thy neighbor as thyself. And we're coming back to the laborer is worthy of his hire. Jesus gave a parable, and I love Jesus. I love him so much in how he did it, because he gave a parable allowing us to see for ourselves the working principle. Right? We see it in action, what it means to love thy neighbor as thyself. So we all would have known about the parable of the Good Samaritan. And if you don't know, this is in Luke chapter 10, starting from verse 29, and it goes all the way to verse 37. And it so happened that this man was traveling, it says, from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his clothes and beat him, right, and leaving him half dead. And the priest passed by, saw him pass on the other side, did he help him? The Levite passed by, looked on, and passed on the other side. But then came a certain Samaritan, and as he journeyed and saw him, he had compassion on him. See the love, you know, this is love. It's none of his business, you know, and he was a Samaritan. The Samaritan and the Jews, they don't mix. And out of his compassion, he stopped to help this man. And he said he went and he bound him up. Remember, I said again, you know, it's none of his business. But because he loved his neighbor as himself, he stopped, bound him up, fixed him up, pour oil and wine, put him on his donkey, bring him to an inn, told him to take care of him, leave some money, told him, say, okay, when he's passing again, if the money was not enough, then he'll pay. So you see, the man went out of his way, and then Jesus asked the man this question, which one of these three do you think was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And the man, the lawyer, responded, he that showed mercy on him. And Jesus said, go and do thou likewise. Brothers and sisters, the discussion here is how to inherit eternal life, you know. The race that we are running as children of God is really to inherit the reward at the end of the day. The reward is eternal life, is peace, is abundance, is the mansions that God has promised us. Is eternal life, not pain, suffering, damnation. The reward is eternal life that God has promised to us. And he's saying to us that, oh, you get eternal life? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and everything. And love your neighbor as yourself. But we are falling down. We are falling short in love with our neighbors as ourselves. And you don't have to ask the question, who is your neighbor? Because there are persons all around us in the body of Christ, the church. And I'm going to define the body of Christ. In the church, the wider society, the poor among us, the widows. I'm going to stress it even more, you know, because there are weak people among us that need our help. Not just to preach the word of God. The word of God is good. Yes. But what about the action behind the word of God? Love your neighbors yourself. We are seeing here with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Love in action and not just love in speech. Love in action. Now I challenge you today, because I have had some experience in the past where I gave everything. Everything, nothing. I held back nothing. Everything I have, I give it. Whether it is my skill, my time, my resources, whatever the resources is, I gave my all loving people. And at the end of the day, God allowed me to fall flat on my face at one point in my life, just to show me how people would treat me. And let me tell you, one and two persons showed me love, genuine love. People who I would not expect to show me love, showed me love out of the little that they had. They showed me genuine love, and it made me ponder. At first, you know, I was hurt because I was looking on it from a one person perspective and not a Jesus perspective. And that happens to us when we are hurt sometimes. But when I started to look on it from a Jesus perspective, I realized that Jesus himself came giving. He did not come asking for anything. He came giving his all. But yet still the same people who he fed, who he healed, the same people who he came to die for, those same people abused him, mistreated him, mocked him, scorned him. In the time when he needed them most, even his very own disciples fled from him. So it made me to understand true love. Love not just because you expect to get back, but love just because of love, because you want to inherit eternal life. So it made me look on love from both perspectives. But nevertheless, it also made me think about who we are, especially in the body of Christ. Are we loving each other as all we are to love? Are we looking out for each other, our brothers and sisters? Are we looking out for each other? Persons come to church, they're going home, they don't have anything to eat. Are we looking out for their well-being? The very least of it, are we looking out for people's well-being? Are we loving our neighbor as ourselves? So I'm going to come back now to the laborer is worthy of his hire. The disciples, they were going out, and Jesus told them that wherever they go, healing the sick, doing the work of the kingdom, that it should make preparation for them. They should not go about begging. So I'm saying this today. We have people in the ministry of God that is doing the work of the ministry. They should not have to beg for anything. We should take care of them, our evangelists, our preachers, our prophets, our the people, the simple people, even the ones who clean the church, the ones who have to go out there to visit the hospitals, to visit. They are doing ministry, and they are doing, most of them are doing full-time ministry. I'm speaking especially to those ones who are doing full-time ministry. The Lord has put them into full-time ministry. So we as a body should look out for them with what we have, no matter how small it is, if it's even a bag of grocery to assist them with, whenever we have it to give. We should give because they are out there doing the work of the ministry. So it says here, the laborer is worthy of his hire. Sometimes persons, they come to church. I'm hitting church because that's where I got my hurt. And that's where I learned so much about how to love like Christ love. So I'm hitting it because it said that, the word of God said that, you know, at the end of the day, the judgment starts in the church. So that's why I'm hitting hard at the church. Sometimes persons come to church and they are serving wholeheartedly. And they are feeling it. Something might happen, they might lose their job. Something might happen, they are going through a divorce. As bad as it might sound, they might be going through a divorce. Something might happen and the family structure break down and they are going through a divorce. They need help. There might be a widow in the church. Might be getting a small pension. They need help. What are we doing? How do we inherit eternal life? Is to love our neighbors, ourselves. We have to have a compassion for people. My mother taught me that people over things, Cheryl. You understand? She teach me that. People over things. And that is why I give me all. I would give me all for people. But I have to learn to use wisdom. These days I am using wisdom through the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who is leading me how to give, what to give, when to give, and not to get excited and just give away everything. So it says here that the laborer is worthy of his hire. People of God, I am imploring, well, not you, but us, because I am included, to seek out those who are doing the work of the kingdom, genuine people. Because people will take their funds and take their resources and give to false prophets, false teachers, false pastors, false evangelists, false this and that, that says they are representing God. But the persons who are there preaching, teaching, evangelizing the true, living, and unadulterous word of God, they are out there suffering because the people who God put in place to help them, not helping, don't have a compassion for them. So I say it again here, Luke chapter 10 verse 7, the laborer is worthy of his hire. I said before that I would define the body of Christ, because I had mentioned the body of Christ before. We all make up the body of Christ and we are all important. When one win, everybody win. When one suffer, everybody suffer. But these days, when one suffer, nobody else no want to suffer in terms of feel the compassion. Not suffer with them, you know, but to feel the compassion and to help them. 1 Corinthians 12, and you can read it from verse 13 to 26, talk about the body of Christ. It talk about the eye, the ear, the foot. He's giving an example concerning a literal, a physical body. Oh, you need your eye, you need your ear, different functions, the foot, the hand, the head, different functions, but all make up the one body of Christ. So if the hand suffering and feeling the pain, the whole body supposed to feel the pain. So that is how we are to be This is the body of Christ, and this is how we are to be. Love your neighbor as yourself. Seek out the poor among you. Seek out the widow. I know I did a teaching before talking about seeking out the poor, the widow, the helpless, the homeless, the weak among us. Seek them out. Seek them out. This is how we inherit eternal life, to love. 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 In the name of Jesus, I challenge myself today. Love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Visit the website Revelation 13:9.com. Bless you all, my brothers and sisters. Love.